Number 18.
This is a fossil palm leaf that we collected from the base of Allen Bluff, a 52-meter cliff along the Apalachicola River just north of Bristol, Florida. This is the most commonly found at Allen Bluff, and people have been collecting fossil plants from this site since 1893. The first description of these plants was from Edward Berry in 1916, who identified 12 species. Today, we have identified over 22 species. Vertebrates found in the same layer as the plants suggest a middle Miocene age of around 15 to 18 million years. This particular palm species is an important indicator for paleoclimate because modern relatives live in warm climates but can tolerate a light freeze. These plants lived at a time of warmer temperatures and higher sea level than today. The climate was subtropical to warm temperate in a narrow band that stretched along the paleocoast from Florida to Massachusetts. This narrow band may have been influenced by ocean currents that are different from today, and the climate may have fluctuated to the presence of cooler temperature plants found on Allen Bluff. So, looking at all the evidence, we conclude that the fossil plants from Allen Bluff lived in an elm, hickory, cabbage, palm forest that occurred in a delta or intertidal shore environment. My name is Terry Lott. I'm a biological scientist at the Florida Museum of Natural History.
Number 141.
Thinking about vintage grapes might conjure up images of fine wineries and vineyards of Europe, Australia, or California, but few people realize that the oldest known grapes were growing in central India long before any humans existed. These fossil grapes were dug from sediments that also contain fragments of dinosaur eggshells, indicating an age of about 66 million years. I was amazed when I first identified these specimens at the details they still show. The fossil grapes, with their seeds still intact, were preserved in minerals that deposited in swampy sediments around the time of massive lava flows that erupted in India when that landmass was still an island far to the south of present-day Asia. Other fossils, such as palms and woods without growth rings from the same deposit, indicate an equatorial tropical climate. The later collision of the Indian subcontinent with Eurasia, which caused the uplift of the Himalaya Mountains, may have introduced grapes to the northern hemisphere, where they are known from numerous younger fossil seeds, and of course many species still living today. The seeds of grapes are very distinctive. Have a look the next time you eat a grape, provided that it is not one of those inferior seedless grapes. The seeds are rounded triangular, with a pair of grooves on the front side and an oval ridge on the back side. These features allow us to identify fossils to the grape family, but slight differences lead us to interpret the India fossils to represent an extinct genus of the family. I'm Steve Manchester. I'm the curator of paleobotany at the Florida Museum.